Shin Tzayi Beis Sif Dalad. The Machaber says that if your city, the old Mavois in the city, in the ear, Mishtat, Vishtuf Mavois, except for one Mavi that did not participate, that Mavi asks on everybody. The solution, the Machaber says, they put a matseva, they put like a stand in front of the Mavi to show the separation to them and everyone else, then they did not ask her on everybody else. Mishtav Ruah says from the Achrenim, the stand has to be 4 Tvachim tall, and the Zeruah adds also has to be 4 Tvachim wide. We're discussing over here, Mishtav Ruah says, a city that was the Irsha Yachid, because Irsha Rabbim already said that by Yisachad, leave one house, consider the shear. Some leave a mavet, consider the shear. You're supposed to have a shear. We're discussing over here that was Irsha Yachid, and now possibly came at Irsha Rabbim, but you're allowed to mishtat everyone together. One mavet did not want to participate. They have to put them out saber in front to show they're not participating, but they did not want to ask for everyone else. And the Machaber says that ear that was Irsha Yachid that became Irsha Rabbim, you cannot ma'arv the chatzom. You can't do it half and half. Either you can ma'arv everybody together, because Irsha Yachid, you can ma'arv everyone together, even become Sharabim. Or you can do each mavi individually. Like we said, with the matseva, with the stand, but the pesach of each mavi, the show is separating from the other voice, and they shouldn't ask on each other. The half and half is worse. And Mishtabur explained, since they got used to caring from one to the other, one part to the other, they become all like one, and they ask on each other. Afraid they can continue caring from one part to the other, even though they did not make a proper shituf together. So in this sense, so half and half is worse than each mavi for itself. Each mavi for itself, you put the matseva stand in the front, and Mishtabur says it puts to his pesach in the front. You work it out. We're going to have more about that in Shem and Sivov. It's if, hey, the Machaber says that which you cannot be ma'arav, the city of Chatzon, is only if it's a city that has a chema around the Tantvachim Tol, or it has some sort of a Tzis Pesach of Erev around the whole city, and now you want to split it in half, whoever the setup is. But if you have a city that does not have an Erev around it, and now you make an Erev just around half of it, to match that half, so the other half does not ask on that half, so the other half, B'chlal, is not part of the Erev, it's B'chlal, not part of the Machitza. It's only within the Machitza that you have, a half can ask the other half. But if part of it's Mechlana in the Mechitzas, then it doesn't answer at all, does not play a role. Machaber says a Lashon over here, that we're talking about a city that has a fence around it, could be it's a specific area also. Machaber says that's glosses as doors, Mishtabur says that's Lavdavka. He's assuming that we're talking about Tzir Shrabim, so it has to have glosses, but for any other reason it's not with Shrabim, the streets are too narrow, or whatever else it is, it's the same thing. Sivav, the Machaber says that which you cannot, the Ma'arv and Chatzon half and half, it's just that it means you can't have a lechi or a keres separate into halves each other. You put a pas arba, a pas 4 tvachim wide, or two pas on each mashu by the entranceway, and that's the way you could ma'arv l'chatzom. It's more than 10 amos wide, you have to make it tzuris of Pesach. Now, even though it sounds like this is a way you can make the city half and half, Mishnah Berurah says, looking at the halacha, where he said that's not necessarily a such, it's really just a way for each mavet is separate for itself. But half and half, we said you cannot do. Half and half you cannot do unless you have a problem with chitzo, 10 tvachim tall, separate into halves of each other. Now that which half and half, you cannot do a split unless you have a proper machitza, 10 tvachim tall, separate two halves. The Ramo says only if the half and half is splitting it down the length of the city, down the length of the main street that goes down the middle. Because people from both halves are going to be using that main street, afraid mistakes will happen. But if you're splitting in half the rochel width-wise, and half the people go out one entrance, half the people go out the other exit, that's fine with the proper ticket of lechi or kaira or more than 10 tvachim tzuris pesach. So Zion the Machaber says the Irsha Rabin, that we said you have to leave a shear, even if it gets smaller. However, the Machaber says that if it gets down to 50 residents, then small enough that it does not need a shear anymore. And at that point, the Shem Rab is completely forgotten from it, the way Mishnah Berurah explains. Simchas, the Machaber says, someone zayfet in the Shtuv Mavayis on behalf of the people of the city, assuming everyone's together, one big air of a Shtuv doesn't have time to discuss for them. Mishnah Berurah says, opposed to doing different parts of the year separately. Machaber also says, Allah, if someone forgot to Mishnatif, or someone went away for Shabbos, or if there's a guy there, all these Allah's by Shtuv Mavayis are the same as Erev Katzeris. We'll look back at Allah's Erev Katzeris to find out the details.